So I am sitting at a coffee shop. There's a psychic behind a table, black blanket over the table, cards, all kinds of things that are out, little candles lit, and individuals are being drawn over. And of course, Matt is giving psychic readings to the individuals right there in the coffee shop. Now I'm sitting there just a little ways away. The Spirit of God inside, knowing the living Christ, there is a vast difference. I listened again and again and again as the psychic gave readings to quite a few different people. They would come, sit down, put money on the table. He would begin to give them readings. Now, the readings were very similar across the board. And I listened again and again and again. Pretty soon, I sat there next to another believer in Christ. I began to pray and say, listen, let's begin to pray against any spirits, if there's anything real behind this. And here's the truth. We sat there praying against any spirits coming in. I mean the kind of spirit guides that guide the psychic. And after a while, in frustration, Matt gets up. The psychic reader gets up. He's walking past us, talking out loud, angrily saying, I don't know what's wrong. The spirits are just not showing up. Now, this occurred a number of times, and finally we engaged Matt and began to talk. And we began to discuss the issues of where the powers lie. Now, another psychic I engaged sat down in front of at their table as we were out witnessing sharing Christ in a bar. In bar areas, you know, where rock and roll and all the rest is going on. We're out there sharing. I couldn't help it. I saw the psychic sitting there, had to go up and sit down across. And in that conversation, like I told you before, I did ask the psychic, these powers of yours, are they real? Of course, yes, was the answer. Where did they come from? Grandmother. Do you believe they are of God? That was the question. Do you believe they are of God? And the answer from this psychic was, you know, I think they're from the dark side. I'm afraid to even ask. What an amazing thing that you'd be afraid to check it out. Yet let these powers, this work, operate in you. It is now September the 6th. Rust is Dar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Listen, as we take this 1 hour, there's going to be a synchronicity of spiritual, things going on. There'll be the providence of God and God operative by the Holy Spirit of God. This week, this is the week. Now, it's going to be very interesting to see really ultimately who listens, both live and then afterwards. It's going to be interesting that where these MP3s will be sent, who will dissect them, who will go over them. From September the 6th to September the 10th, the theme for the week, quote, the mystical life of Jesus, oh really? Now we're taking on the spirit of the psychic and New Age spiritism. The false Christ of psychics, Gnostics, remote viewers, and globalists. We're going to take a look at Sylvia Brown's book that deals with a very, well, I will say masqueraded but dark view of the real amazing Savior, Jesus Christ. Sylvia Brown says in the front of the book, number one, New York Times best-selling author. Sylvia Brown, title of the book, The Mystical Life of Jesus. Subtitle, An Uncommon Perspective on the Life of Christ. Man, you're going to have to listen to see what's being said. We're talking about the most written about person in all of human history, and it's very clear now, Sylvia Brown, the psychic, some years ago is written. And we've engaged psychics before, we've engaged New Agers, many other kinds of individuals along the way, but I had to take a look at this book, and it has burned my britches. It has given me a kind of motivation, so I think that you've probably seen this week, Monday Night, the title, Does the Holy Spirit, Eyewitnesses, and Those Who Walk with Jesus Need a psychic spirit guide to reinterpret Jesus Christ. Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, does Jesus Christ have lost years? Or is this the lie of the spirits who guide the psychic fields of Revelation? Tuesday night at 7 p.m., guest host, Survive to Thrive. Title, The Real Passion of Jesus Christ Was and Is the Cross, where the heaven's doors open for everyone, even for Sylvia Brown. Now, Wednesday, September the 8th, 6 p.m., does a psychic spirit guide and Sylvia Brown seek to bury Jesus Christ? The false, mystical Jesus of Sylvia Brown is void of a conquering death. Thursday night, the lies of a globalist apocalypse is just like psychic reductionism. Well, it's like the psychic reductionism of Sylvia Brown and others. They just don't know why Jesus Christ is coming again. Now, Friday night, the mystical Jesus of the spirit guide that led Sylvia Brown in all of her revelation and discussion, well, in writings, well, the Jesus she presents in a, well, best-selling book is not the Lord Jesus Christ of the prophets, of the apostles, of the angels of God. Nor is this mystical psychic Jesus feared by the dark side. There's quite a difference. There really is. Let me give you a few things tonight. I want to give you a quick update about the conference. Tom Horn, Derek Sharon Gilbert, and Jeffrey Rad are going to be here October 1st and 2nd, Canton, Ohio, my backyard. Right in my backyard, we're going to have this conference. Well, not literally in the backyard where the grass is, but a few miles from my house in the nice center. They're going to have the conference, and we're hoping that you're going to come, called Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference. Take a look at it on the web, shatterthedarkness.net. If you're brand new to this voice, listen, just go to that website. It's a busy website. Some people write, well, a few, said it's too busy. Others have written and said, man, it's like candy in a candy store. So, listen, just take your time when you get there. A lot of things are there for you to download, hundreds and hundreds of MP3s. I just got done a few minutes ago praying over all the places where downloads of all these hundreds and hundreds of MP3s in the archives have been downloaded and listened to. 83 countries in the world. So whatever nation you're in right now, and if you're listening to the archives later as a usual thing, you are being prayed for. And we're asking God, yes, to reach out, touch your life, bless your life, unveil the living, real Christ of God, because from the beginning, after the death and resurrection of Christ, as Jesus said, now listen very carefully, as Jesus said, there would be those who would come later. Well, they're going to reinterpret. They're going to change everything. They're going to come in the name of Christ. They're going to claim to be a Christ. Jesus said in the very beginning of the discussion of the last days, don't let anyone deceive you. Why is it important? Because all of the ramping up of the dark side has everything to do with the destabilization of the world, the economic, the environmental, the political, well, the military breakdown. Yes, catastrophe is coming. God is in the mix, saving, healing, delivering. And there is a return of the living Christ, and things will be made right. Now, the question is whether you know him. And let me say unashamedly, yes, I know the living Christ. I know the Spirit of God. He lives in my life. And I know that's what God wants to bring into your life if you don't know him yet. Very important. Very important. Let me give you an alert also tonight and tomorrow night. There is on the satanic calendar, if you've ever looked at the satanic calendar, let me tell you right now that for those who are prayer warriors, those who are survivors, those who have recognized that it's sometimes during the year, your city, your area Things seem even darker than usual. Well, let me tell you why. There are rituals being done on such a broad scale that the majority cannot see, do not know. They're intended to be that way for now. And they do bring about incredible presence, influence, all kinds of things. So it's very important that we take a look. Tonight, there is preparation rituals, the marriage to the beast. So let me just say an alert for all the victims of ritual abuse, millions of you, and for all those who are prayer warriors praying in your area, don't forget that we have a series that is called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. And it's all about kind of bringing revelation to, exposure of, and what to do about the hundreds of thousands of rituals that will be done. Doors are opening, spirits are unleashed. It is a spiritual clash to the very end. On the website this week, we're talking about the mystical Jesus according to the world-known psychic Sylvia Brown. Now, one of the reasons millions all across Europe, for those in Russia and especially throughout Europe and Germany, well, this psychic Jesus plays a big a part is as far as in the literature and in the discussion. The interesting thing is this: the psychic Jesus, the mystical, dumbed down, reduced, de-deified psychic Jesus, well, he's not really knowable or known in a personal way. It's just simply a way of demonstrating, I guess, an example of what the psychic can become. Believe it or not. Now here's where I smell that Luciferic doctrine. Elitist secretive knowledge. An evolution spiritually to deification. To becoming the Christ. To becoming deity. Homo lumos, homo deity. Now, listen, as we engage Sylvia Brown this week, I have no idea whether in dark spirit synchronicity or in the Holy Spirit's providence that she would ever listen to these messages. But I have no doubt that there will be those who have listened to Sylvia, read materials concerning Sylvia. And you may object, you may write to me, you may engage, but what I'm about to go into this week is, let me tell you very clearly, God the Holy Spirit bringing again the Word of God and the revelation of the real Christ, the only one that can literally save you, heal you, deliver you, give you the gift of eternal life. And bring you into direct relationship to God and deal with the issues that separate us. Now, this is the kind of presence that continues to be layered upon. And I'm going to tell you right now, for all those into the world, I know the end is coming. Those in the conspiracy, those that know what's going on. It's all about that. There is no globalism without this spirit and these spirit guides that have laid foundation after foundation after foundation. Sylvia Brown, around the world known as a psychic, some know her as a medium, a trance medium. And I'm going to take a look at the preface of the book here. And let me just say this in a few moments. We'll just dig into that. I want to ask you whether or not, listen, there's courses, materials, and there's also, if you don't know what it means to be saved, or how do you know whether you're saved, whether Christ lives in you, if you do go to the website, Shatter the Darkness, on that website, onto the left side, scroll down a little bit, and you will find a little icon, and it'll say Dynamic Discipleship. Clicking on that, scrolling down, you're going to find some very clear messages, scripture, and detailed teaching on how do you know for sure. And that might be good for this week. Now, I will also post two things probably tonight on the Monday and the Tuesday night messages. One is called Evidence for the Bible. It's a DVD. It's one of the best things I've seen out to give a very scholarly but very clean and clear look at the most incredible book developed in all of history. And then secondly, there will be a link to a book called The Historical Jesus. And both of those I would highly recommend that will sort out what you're about to hear. Now, again, I don't know if you're a searcher, a seeker, a psychic, a new ager. And as much as I mentioned remote viewers, second and third, well, third generation remote viewers are coming into play now, too. I have no doubt that we have those on the other side that monitor everything. And I'm including those who are deeply committed to the dark Luciferic side, that that they know the writings, the work of Sylvia Brown play a part in the spiritual masquerade in developing, critical mass of globalism and all that it teaches. Let me tell you again that political and military ideology and vision will be formed by spiritual revelation, data, content, influence, no question about it. It's being done now. Now listen, I care about people. I love individuals, and I'll be out this week in Pennsylvania, other places. There'll be deliverance issues, and we'll be out to evangelize, and we'll probably encounter individual local psychics. And we'll report on that all during the week. There's some really bad stuff going around right now, and really, really damaging things in some of the richly abused, so we want to get there. I apologize, we can't get to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails, but we'll get to as many as we can. And, that's what we can say about that. In this book, Sylvia Brown, The Mystical Jesus, The Mystical Life of Jesus. Now, I wanted to know, I really do, and I wouldn't mind sitting down with Sylvia. Years ago, I was involved in a case during the ritual called the Hands of Glory. A girl here locally was killed, slaughtered, hands cut off, and they never did find them. But the family involved me up until the point where they contacted Sylvia Brown, used a credit card, and sought readings from Sylvia Brown that would tell them more about the case. Now, they were trying to get their son and brother and relative off. There was a individual that was charged with the slaughter of this girl. Now, that's when I moved in my own direction. I'm not here, and I'm going to just make it clear. I know the Spirit of God. I know the Spirit of God's leading and direction and guidance. I have years and years and years of experience of just knowing the presence of the Holy Spirit. That is a normal thing for real believers in Christ. And I want to recommend to Sylvia, to any other psychic, to anybody, to read the book of 1 John, one of the great books that uses the word where Gnostic or Gnosis comes from. That's where the concept and Gnosis, or the idea of Gnostic, that word is used about 35 or more times in a small book of the Bible. It's translated into the English as K-N-O-W, know, or recognize, the idea of how do you recognize? How do you experientially know? How do you experientially recognize the spirit of error as contrasted to the spirit of truth? And so the book of 1 John is all about that. Matter of fact, the book of 1 John is guided by the Spirit of God and given as the content to battle the current and the developing Gnostics of the day, and is actually an incredible book that would run 100% contrary to what Sylvia Brown has to say in the very broadly read book, The Mystical Life of Jesus. Now, she says that the publisher asked her to write. Here's a psychic going to write about Jesus. Now, many people see her just as a psychic, but let me tell you something. She's far more than a psychic. Yes, she has read over 60 years of her life. She has studied. She's read. She's written books. She's done stuff. We won't have time to go into the gold, issues she was into and securities issues. We will not have time to go into the psychic readings and the predictions. And again, because all of it comes from a finite spirit guide, it's without question, and you can always assume there's going to be, you know, deep confusion and clear inaccuracies. Finite spiritual presence, though superior to the mere human mind, still cannot do what God does. But I am right. I'm doing the series because as nice as Sylvia Brown tries to present a Gnostic New Age psychic Jesus as the real thing. As a matter of fact, one of my premises in this, as I'm reading the first two, and I'm just riding through this book, and I mean, listen, I could never resell this book. I've written through it so much, but here's the premise of the entire book Sylvia Brown wrote. It is a massive, very positive presentation of a false Gnostic New Age psychic Jesus. Let me say it again. It is a massive, positive presentation of a false Gnostic psychic New Age Christ. That's what it is. And do we take issue with that? Of course. Of course. Let me just say that in the preface in the first two chapters alone, what's missing, and I'll emphasize this heavily. Three things that are massively missing in the life of every real psychic out there. Number one, Jesus Christ is not personal Savior and Lord. There's no reference here. There's a reference to our Lord and Savior, referring to a transcendent, psychic, Gnostic, outside Jesus. But Sylvia doesn't talk about my Jesus, my Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior that I love, the Savior that I know. She cannot sing the old hymns. She cannot talk about experientially Gnostic, Gnosis. She cannot talk about experientially a personal relationship with the living Christ. You know why? Her personal relationship is with an entity called Francine. Her relationship that she's guided by and has been taken over by and who speaks to her and brings information to her and helped bring a reframing, redefinition, reduction to the real Christ with a presentation. Well, Francine, the spirit guide that dwells on, with, and in Sylvia Brown, very clearly is what we've talked about all along, planos and imposter spirit. I'm going to read some things out of the preface of the book by Sylvia Brown. Here's a key issue. And this is in the preface. She begins to talk about when she was 8 years old, when my spirit guide Francine first made contact with me. 8 years old. Does it happen when you're 4 and 5 and 6? I've got numerous cases, yes. But there's a key here, and there always is this key. She'll talk about her grandmother, where it all flows down from her grandmother. She says when she was 8 years old, my spirit guide, Francine, first made contact. Now, she quotes the spirit guide, which according to the Bible would be a planos. Now, write down, if you want to, mark down 1 Timothy 4:1, when God the Holy Spirit brings a explicit, expressive message that these imposter spirits will come in great numbers with one goal, to bring massive deception to many. Oh, they're not going to come like devil-worshipping demon, you know, blood and gut stuff. They're going to come, they're called planos. That means imposter. That they are able to masquerade as like New Age spirits, psychic spirits. Oh, nice spirit guides guiding and leading and directing lives. It's pretty amazing if you ask me that an 8 year old, and I'm quoting now, as she quotes Francine, the spirit guide. Here's what it says to her when she's 8. Quote, I come from God and you have nothing to fear. Now, she talks about running to her grandmother immediately. She talks about how her grandmother, and it's known that her grandmother would have been a psychic or had the same presence and powers. And again, we know that familiar spirits are handed down. No question about it. She talks about later this idea of genetic predisposition for her own sons. And spiritually, there is a predisposition. If grandmothers and great-grandmothers and mothers have spirit guides and have spirits and are the doors are wide open, whether to the very, very dark spirits or to like what are considered masquerading, spirits of light, but not the light of God. And it may be that these are more dangerous than if a demon shows up wanting bloods and guts, saying they're from hell and want to drag people there. Now, see, that's not going to happen with planar spirits. Spirit guides that God the Holy Spirit spoke about, they're going to come in a different way. And this was spoken about 2,000 years ago. And here is the evidence, very, well, exactly similar to Helena Blavatsky, to Alice Bailey, and to many others. Spirit guides that engage the individual, communicate to the individual, bring knowledge to the individual, bring information to the individual. I'm going to give you about four things that all spirit guides like this will do. Every one of them, no matter what time in history, no matter male or female, when they introduce themselves, when they begin to engage, I'll give you four things that they do. Let me finish the three things that Sylvia Brown does not talk about. In the preface in the first chapter and throughout the rest of what I've read so far, number one, Jesus Christ is not my Savior, not my Lord. No thanksgiving, no worship, no blessing, nothing that comes out of the mouth of thousands of real believers in Jesus that know Christ. That's why I'm saying in the title of tonight's thing, do those who walk with Jesus, they know the living Christ. 35 years I have known him. I walk with him. Polycarp in the early church talks about the 80 years in his relationship. So many of you may have more years than I. My daughter meeting with youth members upstairs in a big, powerful youth ministry in this area. They know Jesus. They get together and pray, and they're worshiping, and in the name of Jesus, they pray and pray for healing for others and pray for revival, and they rebuke dark spirits, and they share Christ, the same living Christ, with others. They know him as God, Savior, Lord, Friend, King. But Sylvia Brown does not. In all of the personal experiential content she gives, she knows Francine. She knows her spirit guides, her spirit guide personally. There is clear personal experiential interaction with the spirit guide, but not with the living Christ. There is no room, and Christ does not dwell within as Savior, Lord, God, King, and returning King of Kings and Lord of Lords. She does not know the real Christ of God. Number two, here's what I see. No Holy Spirit. In the preface, chapter 1, chapter 2, throughout what I've read. Now see, I know the Spirit of God. Everyone that believes on the living Christ, the Spirit of God comes in. Anybody can read the Gospel of John chapter 7 and see that the promise from God is this, that everyone that believes in the name of the living Christ receives the Holy Spirit inside. God the Holy Spirit. There's many times that I've told New Agers and those at the secret society clubs and Satanists and many others in my conversations on the streets and out there, in the offices, wherever. When they're talking to me and asking me about my life, I will say to them, you know what? I've got a spirit guide. I've got a spirit guide who guides, he teaches, he leads, fills me, and warns me, comforts me, opens my eyes to the Word of God. I've got a spirit guide. He's called the Spirit of Truth. He's called he's the Spirit of Holiness, the Eternal Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. In Scripture, clearly he is called, in Old Testament and New, he is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. It is interesting to me that all the psychics, the real ones that I've engaged and met, trance mediums, mediums, readers of the dead, things like that, there is nothing out of their mouths about God the Holy Spirit. They don't know him. They don't know his presence. They don't know his power. They don't know his leading. They don't know his guidance. They don't know the joy. They don't know the unleashing of this incredible, awesome presence of God within. Every believer in Christ is a temple, a sacred temple of God the Holy Spirit. Are you? If you're a psychic saying, well, I've got spiritual guidance and I've got spiritual insight and I've got spiritual experience, just like Sylvia Brown, I would agree that what you're saying, that your experience is real, I don't negate the fact that you've got spiritual guidance, a spirit guide. But it's not God the Holy Spirit. It's not the Spirit of Christ. I'm going to give you four characteristics of these kinds of spirit guides. It is God the Holy Spirit who said, well, at least look at 1 Timothy 4:1. Basically, the word expressly. The Holy Spirit expressly says. Now, I bring this up because Sylvia Brown will say again and again in the book, referring to her spirit guide that came and interacted with her from 8 years old. The spirit guide is constantly guiding, leading, directing, giving revelation, information, interpreting other research, leading, and so forth. She has a relationship with, hears from, discusses with, etc. Now, the spirit guide introduces itself as one that's come from God. Let me say very clearly in the beginning, that would be an out-and-out lie, a flat-out lie, an incredible lie. An eight-year-old hearing that an entity says, I come from God, you have nothing to fear. Let me tell you right now, angels, angelos, which are spirits, they never indwell, inhabit, possess, take over an individual. They do not come into your life, into your body. Angels of God, spirits come out from God, angels, the angelos, the messengers. They may interact, lead, guide, direct, do things, but they never walk into, control, or possess, or take over a physical body. That's forbidden. The only ones that do that are dark fallen spirits. It's the dark side spirits that do this. And listen, when it comes to the planos, the imposters, I have found experientially, all the way back to testimony of spirit mediums, seers of the dead, and psychics in pre-Nazi Germany. I see the same thing again and again and again and again. I see it with Alice Bailey. I see it with psychics that I've engaged. I see it demonstrably with Sylvia Brown. The spirit guide, the dark fallen planos, this masqueraded entity, that's its design. That's its function. It will not come and say, I am a demon from hell. I'm a fallen angel, and I've come to take you away from the living Savior Christ and present to you a cheap, dumbed-down, de-deified, reduced psychic Jesus. Doesn't come to say that. That's what it comes to do, but its approach is deeply, powerfully, spiritually masqueraded. Psychics, heads up. Now, the same thing is going to be true concerning remote viewers. If they're going to receive the data that comes from the collective unconscious, that comes from the Akashic records, that comes from the entities you are meeting, I'm seeing experientially, you're coming up with the same thing. The same exact function is occurring, whether it's the prolific writer Alice Bailey, one of the mothers of the entire multi-million I don't want to say members, but hundreds of millions worldwide embraced by the New Age and the spirits of the New Age. And Alice Bailey was a foundational writer, but she wasn't really the writer, was she? The writings were not really hers, were they? Like all the scripture writers, 40 of them over a period of 1,500 to 600 years, they would not claim the writings were theirs. They all are in relationship to God. They know God. New Testament writers know Jesus as Savior, Lord, God. And they also know they're being led by the Spirit of God. Whereas Alice Bailey, it's not her writings, it's the spirit entity that guided, fused, overshadowed, and then dictated. They're real, they are spirit-inspired writings, but definitely not from God. And they'll have the same characteristics that I'm going to give you here in a moment. Absolutely the same characteristics that I'm seeing here. In this writing of the book by Sylvia Brown, The Mystical Life of Jesus, let me tell you something, it's spiritually inspired. By Francine, the spirit guide that introduced itself to her when she was 8. The grandmother, also having spirit guides, and maybe the same one or ones, helped Sylvia, you know, develop in the area of being a psychic and clairvoyant and so forth. She talks about later on being a trance medium. She talks about in her teens being at a class on hypnosis. She talks about an experience when, here's what it says, quote, "For the first time, Francis," the spirit guide, of course, "came into my body. She quickly introduced herself to my astonished friends." In other words, channeled through, spoke through the mouth of the teenage Sylvia Brown, or Sylvia at that time. "Now, gave them," it says here, you know, tidbits of information, so they would be overwhelmed and convinced that it was not Sylvia, but the spirit guide. Here's what she says, quote, "When I came back to consciousness, my friends quickly informed me of what had happened, and I instantly became, infuriated. I was confused, angry, and frightened." Now listen, this is an experiential interaction that I'm saying that hundreds of thousands, maybe some of you, have had and are having right now. Again, the spirit guide, quote, "Francine immediately began talking to me to calm me down. She logically explained that she had to do this to show me my trance mediumship ability and that it was not harmful in any way." Now, there's no discussion here, 1 John chapter 4, test the spirits to see whether they really did come from God. As a matter of fact, I don't see this anywhere in the beginning. How do you test a spirit guide? How do you test some entity that says, "I'm from God, don't be afraid, my name is Francine"? How do you deal with the fact that it comes in, takes over her body, speaks through her mouth, and then tells her, "Don't be mad, don't be afraid. I had to do this to show you." In other words, I had to take over your body, control you, push you out of the way, allow you to come back to consciousness, that it didn't really harm you. I'm going to tell you again that Planos masquerading spirits, dark lethal presence masquerading as light spirit guides, they cannot and will not tell you the truth. They're going to come lot with reasoning. You got to understand, listen, most people do not understand how real, how powerful. I mean, these are entities that are personal beings. They speak, they have names, they have function. They tell you what they want, they tell you what they're going to do. And there is an operating function. Now, I've told you, the three things about Sylvia throughout the book. There is no personal knowing of Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior. There's no experience, no discussion, no talk. See, I can do that all day. I can do that all night long. That's part of my experience, part of the experience of millions and millions and millions of believers, those of you in Russia, those of you in China, those of you in Germany right now, whether in Luxembourg or Lithuania or wherever in the world, a human being believes on the real Christ, receives the living real Christ into their life, the Spirit of God comes in. And as you grow in the Lord, there is an experiential fellowship with Jesus, a joyful worship, a powerful presence. God, the Holy Spirit, is inside of you. The Spirit of God will guide, lead, teach, direct, open the Word of God. Now, that's the third thing. Everyone that knows really the real Jesus has the testimony and experience of the Spirit of God inside. Well, you know what? They're able to go to the Scripture and begin to learn and grow and develop. They're going to begin to love the Word and grow in the Word and use the Word and quote the Word and share the Word. They know the power of the Word of God. They know that it's precious and that God is in it and God is speaking. This is the experiential spiritual testimony of everyone born of the Spirit of God. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can go to the book of 1 John, and all three of these elements will be true as contrasted to those engaged with the spirit of error. They don't have this. They have a different testimony. They have a different experience. They have a different thing they're talking about. Which one do you have? May I say that if psychics by God's Holy Spirit providence would be listening live or later on by the archives, do you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you? Do you know the fellowship and the joy of the living Savior Jesus? Do you love Him? Do you know Him? Do you follow Him? Do you talk to Him? Does He dwell within you as the living Savior? Not a concept, not a Christ concept, not a Christ energy, not a cosmic Jesus, not a psychic Jesus, not a fake Jesus, but the living one. You know, the one that died on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The one that rose from the dead. We're going to find out the spirit guide that guides Sylvia Brown all these years, over 60 years. And here's the thing that burns my britches, because I despise the dark side, their deceit, their seduction, their masquerading as angels of light, as spirits of light, all the while lethally they use lives to promote ultimately the concepts of the New Age. They're going to be betrayed. Their lies have been used. Some of them get so deeply entrenched with their spirit guides and experiences. And I'm going to say to Sylvia, yes, they're real. Francis, to you, is very real. Is probably clearly an entity. If, well, we had some cases where it wasn't really an entity. It was multiple, a sub-personality. It could be tested. It surely can. Now, I've got Sylvie in this book telling us to be open-minded, telling us to, you know, well, I would say that to psychics, to remote viewers, to new age-oriented Gnostics, to Sylvia Brown herself. I would say that the experience you have is quite different than the experience that I have. I know the living Christ, the Savior, God. I know God, the Holy Spirit, dwelling in me. And I am filled with the Spirit of the Lord. We are created that way in the beginning. Did you know that? To know and have the presence of the living Spirit of God. Now, when I read the story of how Francine, the entity, took over, came into her body, all the while trying to convince her, hey, this is a good thing. Now, my problem is there was nobody around in her discussion anyway to try to, you know, lead her and test the spirits like we're told to test the spirits to see if they did come from God. Nobody does this. Francine's never been checked out from what I could read here. There is nothing. Now, when I read this work, let me tell you what goes on, because I'm literally reading to you what I would consider didake teachings. That's doctrine. See, a lot of New Agers and psychics and others, they'll talk about, well, we don't want tradition, we don't want doctrine, we don't want that stuff of the institutional church. We want the spirituality, the teaching. Well, that's the Greek word didache. That's where doctrine comes from. It means teaching. Sylvia Brown has doctrine, has teaching. And the teaching is coming from the spirit guide. Matter of fact, I'm reading in the preface, quote, listen now. As most of you know, I have written many books on a variety of subjects dealing with spirituality and God and the paranormal. Much of the information in these books are heretofore unknown and come from research trances with Francine. So there's a confession clearly here of the spirit entity, Francine, that in much of the books, the materials, comes down. It's revelation of the psychic spirit, Francine. I'm continuing the quote. Over the years, she, the spirit guide, Francine, has given me information that I have transcribed into thousands of pages. Now, here's what I'm saying again. The warning of the Spirit of God 2,000 years ago is that this very thing would occur. That spirit guides masqueraded as light, masqueraded in such a way would engage individuals. One goal, massive deception. Second goal, use their lives and bring through their lives written documents, written revelation, written spirit-guided, inspired books. The warning given 2,000 years ago should be very, very clear. This is one of a number in the New Testament, including, and I would say, if you're open-minded, if you're wide open to truth, because Sylvia talks about it deeply in the preface, deeply in the first two chapters. She wants truth. She wants the truth. She wants to bring out the truth. She's going to talk about wanting to bring out the truth of Jesus. But being guided by the spirit guide that she's referring to, I'm already going to say before getting deep into the book that there's not a possibility in heaven or hell or on the earth she could be guided into the truth by a fallen, finite spirit guide named Francine. Now, in the preface, it goes on. Here's a key issue. And here's how she says it. In writing this book on the mystical life of Jesus, she says, quote, a book on our Lord being a Gnostic Christian, I'm already considered heretical by most. But this assignment would really bring out the critics and skeptics and would be a daunting and often frightening task. I then thought about my life for a bit. I had dedicated my life to God to bring forth the truth about our Creator by trying to help others through my books, my counseling, and my lectures. Now, she goes on to say, and I'm quoting on the next page here, to that end, this book contains verifiable truths. Listen now. It contains verifiable truths, and where verification is not possible, it contains logical and truthful information from my spirit guide, Francine. The book by Sylvia Brown, The Mystical Life of Jesus, is going to have the spirit guide Francine all over it, regardless of the other studies, regardless of everything. Here's what I find. The Holy Spirit of God will lead you to Scripture and learn Scripture and read Scripture, and even to outside books written by believers that are in total agreement. I mean, they're in line with God, Christ, Savior, Holy Spirit, so forth. Whereas spirit guides of the New Age, psychic spirit guides, they're going to guide individuals in their research back to other finite spirit-inspired books. The Gnostic writings of the early church are mentioned in Sylvia Brown's book here. Obviously, they're going to be. If she's really a Gnostic Christian, which really, there is no such thing. Please understand, in the early church, when the Gnostic development occurred, it involved, number one, the rejection of the real Christ of God. Number two, no experience with God the Holy Spirit. Number three, a rejection of the writings that were developing and the canon. And number four, there would be ultimately a rewrite, a reframing, a redesign, a different de-deified, dumbed-down Christ. The Gospel of Mary, the Gospel of Judas, things that were written, the Gospel of Thomas. Now, these I've all read. There's a reason why in the development of the canon, these things were never included. They were not given by the Spirit of God. Were they Spirit-inspired? Yes, but not by the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God brings out one clear message, whether the Old Testament or the New, in agreement with the angels that visited, and to the chagrin or the fear and the terror of the demons, they all understand. Jesus Christ is the Emmanuel. He is God in human flesh. Let me give you the four characteristics of spirit guides. Psychic, New Age, and I guarantee you right now, the 2012 prophecies will come out with the same footprint. Here is the footprint of the spirit guides of the old Gnostics, of the secret societies, of Alice Bailey, of Sylvia Brown, of the new remote viewers out there, and will be the footprints of more and more and more of the Mayan 2012 prophecies. Why? Because they've come from the same source. Here are the four things that these planos spirit guides have come to do. Number one, they have come to discredit Scripture in every way possible. They've come to discredit Scripture. Don't forget, Satan can quote Scripture. I have learned experientially that demons can quote Scripture, that Satan can quote Scripture, but never in context and never correctly. This is what I've noticed in the first two chapters. Error after error after error after manipulation. Sylvia Brown, guided by all of the spirit guide and research, brings a massive contortion. Out and out, I mean absolutely historical, absolutely incredible inaccuracies concerning the Scripture. So, number one, the spirits will come because they're going to lay out doctrine, teachings. They're going to bring spirit-inspired teaching, revelation, data, and they're going to give it to individuals that will then be used as a vessel, as a channel, and they then will write. Number one, they have to discredit the Scripture and move people away from it and blind people from it. See, the Holy Spirit is given, read about it, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, so that you can know the Scripture. The Holy Spirit says, read the first two chapters in the book of Hebrews, where in quoting Scripture, the writer says, and the Holy Spirit says. It is the Holy Spirit's language. It is the Holy Spirit's book. Dark spirits run contrary. They know what book it is. They know what Scripture it is. But their goal, discredit Scripture. Number two, they have to replace it. They don't want to just get you, away from the real Scripture. They've got to replace it with something else. That is, again, the bait and switch issue. The issue of presenting different revelation, different spiritual content, guiding you away from the original content of the Spirit of God. That is the mark of Genesis 3. When God gave a word to human to the human race. The fallen cherub comes in this function, in this methodology. It's the same. Discredit the word of God and replace it with a different spiritual teaching. With the goal, of course, to get the person to believe it. Obviously, Sylvia Brown has constantly believed and believed and believed what the spirit guide Francine. See, I've engaged spirit guides in people. I've had them yell at me, scream at me. We've commanded that they be exposed for what they are. We've seen it happen again and again and again. Number three, the mark, the footprint of a spirit guide, New Age psychic Gnostic spirit guide, would be that they will divert you from the real Savior, Jesus Christ. They cannot lead you to the Savior, Christ, because that means the Spirit of God will come in your life. That means God Himself will dwell within you. And truth, and your mind and heart and your whole conscience would be lit up by the Spirit of God to know the truth. No, instead, they've got to divert you. With replacing the Scripture with Spirit-guided new writings, they divert you to a psychic, de-deified. Well, in Sylvia Brown's view, she's going to tell you, and we're going to take a look at it, she's going to totally rip apart, take away the virgin birth. It's going to be amazing. We'll go over this Tuesday night heavily. She's going to take away the virgin birth. She's going to reinterpret where he was born. She's going to say everything she's going to say is going to run contrary to the Scripture, because Francine, the spirit guide, that's the only way it will function. Give a new teaching. Try to line it up with other occult teachings. Well, the third thing is, again, they're going to take you away from the real Savior. And the fourth thing is to present to you what would seem to be the higher revelation and the higher experience, meaning this one premise. Whether through reincarnation or an evolution, you'll eventually become a Christ yourself. That's the bottom line. In the first part of the book, as I see in all of it, there is no experiential knowing of Jesus Christ. There is no experiential talk, not even a mention. Constantly I'm reading, and I'll just say spirit guide. My spirit guide says this. My spirit guide says that. My spirit guide led this. My spirit guide revealed this. She acknowledges, and so Sylvia Brown acknowledges, as do the psychics I've engaged, that these spirit guides guide them, lead them right, you know, to write and do materials and so forth. But again, the footprints of the spirit guide that the Holy Spirit said would come discredit the Word of God, the teachings, replace it with something else, turn people away from the real Savior, presenting them a de-deified little psychic Christ, and to move them to a different revelation. That they themselves are going to become the gods. Well, this is untrue. This is contrary to the Spirit of God. Listen, my dear friend, even now, if you're going to open your heart, open your mind, open it to the real Christ. Go to the Gospel of John, chapter 7. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. We are at the end of the hour. Let me say right now, thank you for your prayers. ShatterTheDarkness.net. Keep us in prayers. And dear friends, keep us in support. Good night.